I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Today is Friday. It's July 30th. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown cloudy and 70 degrees.
Starting to see some delays on South 15 near Point of the Mountain. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, school starts next month around Utah, but there's still a lot up in the air for parents and teachers waiting on official COVID protocols again.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, depending on where you live, your school experience could again be very different this fall. Local health departments are setting the guidance, and districts in Salt Lake County and Utah County, for example, say they are still waiting on that guidance to then tell their communities. But the Washington County superintendent told the St. George News after talking to their health department, they won't have masks or testing or widespread quarantining. They will have self-isolation after a positive test. The state law prohibits school districts from mandating masks. The governor says he will not change that. I just checked the latest case counts on coronavirus.utah.gov, and COVID numbers are still extremely low for children in Utah. You can get vaccinated ages 12 and up, and several school districts have set up separate online schools to give parents that stay home option. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Pediatricians are urging parents to get COVID-19 vaccinations for kids 12 and over before they go back to school, along with the other shots they're supposed to be getting. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
During the pandemic, fewer parents were bringing their kids to the doctor for regular immunizations like polio and measles. Dr. Neil Davis tells KSL TV's Ali Davis, summer is a great time to get caught up. And Davis says protective measures such as masks are going to be vital going forward.
I think we all have the fatigue of being kind of told what we need to do. And yet it's super important that we recognize what's going on. And this variant is more aggressive.
A recommendation to wait after getting the COVID vaccine before getting other shots has been changed. Doctors now say it's safe to get them all at once. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
A new report finds the American public not only had to deal with shutdowns associated with the pandemic, they were defrauded at record numbers. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has the details.
The Consumer Federation of America says state and local agencies fielded a deluge of complaints in 2020 over price gouging and COVID-related scams. The survey found residents in rural areas were particularly hard hit by predatory lending practices when buying cars or appliances. Regulators say they were able to recover $263 million for people, but a majority of complaints were unresolved. Defective merchandise, failure to deliver, illegal evictions were among the top issues where consumers were taken for a ride. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The CDC is expected to release evidence today behind its recent decision to ask Americans to once again mask up in COVID hotspots.
In a somber address, President Biden appealing to the unvaccinated, telling them to quickly get the shot as the Delta variant rapidly drives new COVID infections nationwide. The president also encouraging states to offer $100 to people who get the jab and a new requirement for millions of federal employees to be vaccinated or face strict COVID rules.
ABC's Faith Abube says CDC internal documents obtained by the Washington Post warn the war has changed, saying the Delta variant is spreading very quickly and it's potentially more dangerous than previous strains of the virus.
Time for a KSL Olympic update. American backstroker Ryan Murphy is publicly voicing concerns over doping at the Olympics after losing two races to Russian swimmers. Murphy told reporters doping remains a huge problem in the sport of swimming, and he can't say for sure that all the races have been clean.
I think the thing that's frustrating is that you can't answer that question with 100% certainty. And I think over the years, that's kind of come out.
Murphy says this is a situation that needs to be looked at.
We're hearing this morning from the parents of U.S. gymnast Suni Lee, who wowed the world with her gold medal performance in the gymnastics all around.
The word proud, it's understatement. There's no word that can describe it.
John Lee says his daughter not only represents the U.S., but the Hmong people who left southwestern China seeking more freedoms and later relocated to the U.S. following the Vietnam War. Soon he is the first Hmong American gymnast to qualify for the Games.
KSL Weather Now with Kristen Van Dyke. Flash floods could be a risk through the weekend.
We still have a good dose of monsoonal moisture across the whole state, which means as thunderstorms develop again this afternoon and they're slow movers, we could be looking at more potentially heavy rainfall and more urban and flash flooding during the afternoon and evening hours today.
Kristen says the wet weather will stick with us through Monday.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.